Hey guys, this is Greg Denning, and you are in the School of Awesome Sauce, where I share with you amazing stories and strategies to help you live an extraordinary life. All right, guys, I'm on one today, so I hope you are fired up and ready because I am. All right, this is part three in a three-part series. We're talking about mindset, heart set, and skill set. And we've been going along this journey and saying, look, we got to get our thinking straight. Because if our thinking is off, then we have these erroneous ideas. And so it messes with our heads, which messes with our emotions and our actions and habits. But then once our thinking's straight, we got to make sure that our emotions are working in our favor. And they're not like sabotaging our success. Because sometimes, like, our emotions and our feelings are so important, but sometimes they can be deceiving. We can feel something that's not accurate or true, or the feeling can keep us from doing what we know we should do, right? But the feeling's just getting in the way. And so we get the skill set, the mindset and the heart set lined up, but then we get to today, my friends, and man, I'm fired up about this. We've got to have the skill set. Because even if our mind is awesome, our mindset's awesome, right? Boom. Good thinking, good beliefs. And heart set's great. I got good emotions here, emotional mastery, emotional direction. Feeling really good. This is awesome. And then we get over and we have no skills. What in the world are we going to do without skills? So, again, if you have the right mindset and heart set, you're gonna get the skills, right? You're gonna go after it. You're gonna be like, okay, I got this. I can do it. I can figure it out. I can develop skills. I'm gonna go. But ultimately, this is why it's like the tripod that I started out with, like these three pillars, this foundation. You have to have all three. We've got to have the skills. We've got to have amazing skills, or we won't be able to accomplish the things we need to accomplish. Now, some of you have incredible skills and you might be missing the heart set piece or the mindset piece. Some of you maybe just have super awesome heart set, but you're maybe missing some mindset or some skill set. Some of you might have this incredible mindset, but some emotional pieces are off a little bit and maybe you're just lacking skills. And this applies to every single part of our lives. Every part. Now, you guys, I didn't understand this. I go into life. You know my story now. I go into life. And you picture me. this is crazy. Picture me at like 16, 17, struggling with mindset. Because nobody had ever really taught me. And what I had picked up along the way was a lot of broken mindsets, a lot of erroneous or false mindsets, a lot of really limiting beliefs and negativity. And simultaneously, very broken heart set. I was just angry and bitter and resentful. I held grudges. I was just mad at the world. And I would just rage inside and this emotional roller coaster of things going great and things going horribly and just things just going blah, right? And so the heart set was off. And then, of course, no skills because I hadn't worked on them. I hadn't developed them. And so I'm at this place where I don't have any of these three essential things. But as I start on this journey, the one thing I had was hunger. Man, I was hungry because of my desperation, because things were rough and hard, and I didn't want that. Just like you, I want to live this happy, jovial life. Like, here's my ideal, my friends. At the end of every day, I want to just say, like, that was a good day. That was sweet. Now, not every day is going to be good, but I think there is good in every day, even if the day isn't good overall. And I wholeheartedly believe, I know this may sound absolutely insane to some of you, but I wholeheartedly believe that the vast majority of our days can be good days. I really believe that. And a lot of that's going to come from heart set and mindset and, of course, skill set. But we got to, I know that's poor grammar, we've got to develop some skillities, right? It's this word I accidentally said one day when I was teaching the combination of our skills and abilities. We've got to get our skillities in place. And every single piece of our life is directed by, controlled by the outcomes. Everything we're doing has to do with our skills. Now, we get that. Here's the challenge. We get that in like sports. Like, oh yeah, you got to have skills. If you're going to be, you know, an excellent basketball player, you got to be able to dribble. You got to be able to shoot. You got to be able to work with your teammates. You got to be able to pass. You got to make some free throws. You got to be able to not foul out every game. Right? You can't play ball like a caveman. We get it in music. If you want to be a pianist or a cellist or a violinist or a flutist, like whatever you want to do, you've got to develop the skills, the finger coordination, the hand-eye coordination, to read the music, to hear the tone, to work with, to be able to play with other people, right? There's all these skills. We get that. And so in our minds, like, yeah. And you go to a work environment and you have someone that's a surgeon, but he's got to have phenomenal skills at operating, right? Or you take an engineer, they've got to have the skill. I mean, and look, any technician, somebody who's fixing something, repairing something, he's repairing appliances, he's repairing, internet guy comes over. Like, you've got to have skills and abilities. We get that, right? And where we lack, even cooking, you're in the kitchen, if you lack cooking skills, the quality of your food is not going to be what it could be, right? I mean, all of us get that. We get that. But where we've totally missed it as a society, and a lot of us have, like, we've never even been told this. So, again, not your fault, not my fault. We've never been trained. And we can't blame it on our parents because they probably weren't either. There's just very few people realize this, that, like, any other problem in your life is actually part of a skill set. So go like this. Let's take marriage, for example. Most people wouldn't think, oh, I'm having problems in my marriages, or my marriage is kind of struggling, or my marriage isn't awesome. Our first thought isn't going to be like, oh, I need to work on my skills, like my marriage skills, right? You would at the job, you're like, hey, you know, you're struggling at the job, you're at risk of being fired here. Well, yeah, I need better skills, right? And, you know, if you're doing, you know, you want to be a musician or an athlete or whatever, I need better skills. I can have skills. But very few of us look at our marriage and go, I need better marriage skills. And so let's take an example here. You come into your marriage, and let's assume for this example that your mindset's awesome. You're like, yeah, I have great beliefs and thoughts about marriage. I believe marriage can be great. I believe, and I want, in my mind, I want marriage, and I want it to be a good marriage, and I want to work on it, and just build this, you know, around a happy life will be built on a marriage. I've got the heart set there, that I just have a heart full of love, willing to forgive, you know, not going to hold on to grudges, not going to have all this negativity and hurt in there. I'm not going to have a heart at war against my spouse because they don't do the things I want them to do. And, you know, let's say in this example, I don't have the rule book in my head of all the things my spouse should do just in a certain way, because that's the way I think they should be done. And that's the way we always did them when I grew up, et cetera, et cetera. But let's say we have all that. We have the heart, the mindset and the heart set all in place, but we have no skills. Let's say I have no skills in communicating with my spouse and having those good conversations and tough conversations. I have no skills in communicating my thoughts and articulating my feelings. Let's say I lack skills in influence. This is gigantic. Oh my goodness, this one's gigantic. So many of us think with marriage or with parenting or at work or on a team or wherever, we think influence somehow should be automatic. Especially with kids. We as parents we're like, I brought this kid into the world and I provide for them. Like when I say something, they're going to do it because I'm the parent. Well, that's a straight crazy idea, my friends. That is a straight crazy idea because influence is not automatic. Like we just think, well, if I say something, it's the law. It should be done. They're going to listen. And it's not true. Influence is a skill. It's a skill. And so often, when we're struggling in our marriage, when we're struggling in our parenting, when we're struggling in any of our relationships, it's most often because we lack skills in that thing, especially in influence. Man, I love thinking about that and teaching about that because it is a skill that we work on. And I'll just set this up right here for this whole conversation. As with any skill, it takes lots of practice, and not mediocre practice. It takes lots of great practice. Because let's be honest, we can practice. I read this awesome book, and this guy, he said he'd played the guitar for tens of thousands of hours. And he went and met this guy who's one of the best guitarists in the world. And he started asking him questions, and he realized they had practiced about the same amount. Let's say, 15,000 hours. Because he was asking these questions like, how long have you been practicing? How many hours a day? How long? And he realized, he's like, wait a minute. I've practiced just as many hours as this guy. Why is he 10 times better than I am? I've practiced the same amount. And he says, I had to answer that question. So he went and watched this guy practice, and he said, there it is, there's the answer. His practice hours, though they were the same amount of hours, they both had done their 15,000 hours, let's say, but his practice hours were far more effective. They were intense. He was like, it was exhausting just watching this guy practice because he was pushing his limits, and he always had a coach giving him drills on how to get better. The guy was just sweating and straining. His practice hours were more powerful. They were more effective. And as with every skill, my friends, we have to practice and we have to make sure our practices are good. And again, we come back to this societal flaw where in the world have you ever been taught that you need to practice again and again and again mindset and heart set and skill set, right? I'm not aware of, and I do this stuff. This is what I do. This is what I teach when I'm coaching and teaching and speaking. This is what I'm doing. I'm teaching these critical skills that are all but absent in the most parts of our society, where we can practice the skills we need in parenting. We can practice the skills we need in marriage. We can practice the skills we need in influencing other people, in building relationships. This is one where I had no skills. I was shy and timid and afraid to talk to people, and I didn't know how to talk to people. I literally remember you want to know what scared me, what really intimidated me? Was going on a drive with someone and not knowing what to say. The idea, isn't this funny? And this is so irrational. The idea of sitting in a car, and I can't even remember, like there were times I needed to go somewhere and it was like a 30-minute drive and I needed to get a ride from someone because I didn't have a way to get there. And they were like, oh, yeah, so-and-so can give you a ride. And I remember just being, like, sick to my stomach, like, what on earth will we talk about for 30 minutes? And I just being horrified, sitting on a bus or a plane next to somebody, like, what on earth will I say? Right? And then to think I'd have, like, a four-hour drive or, you know, heaven forbid, a 20-hour drive somewhere. What on earth? No! I'll die! Like, I literally remember being so concerned about that thing because I lacked the skill set to have a conversation. And not just any conversation, because now I've really raised my standard, where my idea of social leadership, I've shared this before, and I love to teach this, my idea of a social leadership and what I call a social ninja superstar, is to be able to have not just a conversation, but an actual meaningful conversation with anyone, anywhere, at any time. That is a skill set, and it has to be practiced again and again and again and again. Now, here's the coolest thing, my friends. This is so exciting. I love this, and I get fired up about it. That's so exciting. Think about something you've done so many times that it's so comfortable and familiar to you that you literally don't even think about it. Like, it's automatic. You've done it so many times that you don't even have to think about it. Can you think of something? I think for a lot, like if you're an adult already and you've been driving for a long time, I think driving will be one of those things. So like how much thought and effort do you have to put in to like, you need to run to the store that's like a mile away, okay? How much strain and thought are you going to put into like, okay, what do I need to do? Okay, how do I start the car? Okay, get the keys. Where do I put the keys? How do I start this thing? Oh, shoot, now what? Now how do I get it into gear? Well, you know, you see this, but when you're brand new, you're 15 and you're learning how to drive, you're like, how do I start it? Where do I do the key? Like, how far do I turn it? How do I get it into gear? And then once it's in gear, now what do I do? How much do I push on the gas pedal? How much do I push on the brake? How do I look at all these mirrors simultaneously and turn my head without driving into the other lane? How do I make a turn? What do I do if this car pulls in front? Like, there's so much to it, but then after doing it so often for so long, it literally becomes comfortable and automatic. Where you walk out, grab your keys out of your pocket, throw them in. Now you don't even have to get your keys out of your pocket with these new keys. You push a button and you drive off and you drive down the road. And you could be thinking about other things. You could be listening to a great, you could be listening to this podcast. Maybe you're listening while you're driving right now. And it doesn't take a ton of mental or physical effort because you've done it so many times. How about riding a bike? How about boiling some water? I mean, there's all these things that are just simple. You've done them so many times and you got it. That's my challenge for you. That is my invitation for you. I want you to identify the skills that you need to dramatically level up your life, to make a massive improvement in your life, and you guys, to get results, man, I get so fired up about this in my own life with my kids and with the people I'm coaching. Like, we can understand the philosophy and the ideas and the principles and the plan, but we have to get results, my friends, and it breaks my heart. I'll have coaching sessions with wonderful people who are facing some serious challenges and problems and obstacles, whether it's with health or marriage or finances or education or parenting or addiction. And in order to get the results, we've got to have the skills and great skills. Skills get results, especially when they're combined with heart set and mindset. And if you have all three of these and you're working on them consistently, you're going to get results. But my friends, if we don't take this seriously, let me ask you, what happens if you don't take this seriously? What happens if you listen to this and you're like, oh yeah, that's good, that's important, but you don't really do anything about your mindset, and you don't really do anything about your heart set, and you don't really go after your skill set. You just kind of go along in the same old pattern. Or you make a little bit of effort. What happens? What happens in your life if you don't take this seriously? Well, you keep getting the same results or even worse results, because as times change, and they are changing so fast, the same efforts that used to bring results won't bring results anymore. It'll be worse results. We've got to get serious. Like, we've got to take this serious where we're going after it. And so we identify the skills we need and we go after them with so much vigor and so much energy and so much passion and direction and focus that we are practicing them, and we are practicing them intensely and well. And we stick at them until we've mastered them. Like, we don't give up. We make that commitment to ourselves and our hearts and souls, like, I'm going after this thing and I'm going to stay after it until I've mastered them and I get the results I want. That's what I'm talking about here. And so if you're having, let's say you're having some kind of struggle in your marriage or parenting. And here's the challenge. You look at something like marriage and you think, it's not a skill set thing. It's just my spouse does this. Or we just don't see eye to eye. We're not in sync. We're not lined up. We have different visions. You know, he's pulling one way, she's pulling the other way. Well, our intimate relationship isn't very good. We keep fighting about money, or we just aren't really in love anymore. Or, you know, the spouse has an addiction problem. Or, you see what I'm saying? We all these things. And so we don't naturally associate a skill set to the problem. It's so much easier to blame or excuse away the circumstance or point to something and say, well, it's that. But my question is, and this one, I love asking myself this question. I love asking other people the question. My question is, would this situation be different if you were 10 times better? Right, let that sink in. Would this situation be different if you were 10 times better? And you can pick an actual skill set. Let's say that you and your spouse have been fighting over something. Maybe you're pretty fired up and you've got some really strong emotions, and you're pretty sensitive and you've all got some emotional triggers going on right now. And so anytime you talk about a certain subject, just it turns into a fight. What if you were 10 times better at communicating? Would that make a difference? And I'm being honest. Would that make a difference in this situation? What if you were 10 times better at emotional mastery, at not getting triggered and exploding? Would that make a difference? What if you were 10 times more influential? Like, again, influence is not automatic. It's practice. It is a skill. That's why some people, they seem like magicians, because they can influence people, and you sit there and you watch them and you're like, what did they do? Like, all of a sudden they're getting these people to get results and make changes. Like, what did they do? Like, I was sitting here watching this thing. They're masters. They're absolute masters at influencing people. They know what to say and how to say it and when to say it and exact things. And we look at it from the outside and go, that didn't seem so special. And it, boom, it just worked because they're masters of it. Would your situation in your marriage or your parenting or your life right now be different if you were 10 times more influential? You'd worked on the skills. What if you were 10 times better at thinking about solutions to problems? What if you were 10 times more educated right now? What if you had, and again, let's go through everything. What if you were, and maybe 10's too big. I mean, we can 10x our lives. I totally believe that. We can 10x our lives all day long. But maybe it seems a little overwhelming. What if you were 5 times better? What if you were just twice as better? Does that, can I say that? Twice as good? Twice. I think I'm gonna go with twice as good. What if you were two times better? We're gonna go with that, you guys. What if you were two times better than you are right now at your work? Let's take your skill set at the job. Okay, whatever you do for work. And some of you are just, some of you don't work, but whatever your occupation is, how do you spend your time? What are you doing? What are you working on? Goals, whatever. What if you were 10 times, remember, we're going back to two times. What if you were two times better? You're twice as good at it. Would that make a difference? I'm being serious here. If you're twice as competent and skilled at the thing you do, would it make a difference in your life? Would it move the needle? And for me, I have to say yes to all of those things. I can't think of a situation where my skill set, my improvement in my skill set would not make a difference. And some of you might be saying, well, wait a minute, what if something happens that's outside of your control? Like, you can't change the weather, you can't change the traffic accident that happens right in front of you and blocks traffic. You can't change certain things. And you're right. We can't change the past, right? There is literally not a single thing I can do to change the past. The things that happened to me. I can't do anything about it. And yet, man, how often do you and I fret and struggle and strain and suffer thinking about, wondering about, asking why it happened, going over again and again and again, and just giving so much emotional and mental and physical energy to things we can't change. But what if I were 10 times better at processing the past, my mindset, my heart set, the skill set of finding solutions, on focusing on things that I can change and I can influence? Would that change my life? You better believe it. What if I were twice as good, or three times or five times better at responding to adversity? What if I are five times more optimistic than I am about keeping perspective when times are tough? About choosing to respond in healthy ways when things happen that are outside of my control? So you see what I'm saying? So like having a skill set may not change the fact that I'm trying to think of an example here. It may not change the fact that somebody came up and said something really mean to you or did something rude or took advantage of you or robbed you or cheated you, deceived you, just whatever. You can't change that. That my skill set doesn't change that. But it definitely affects how I respond to it and what I do from there. Like, do I fall down and give up? Or what if I'm five times more resilient? What if I've been working on my skills so much that it really doesn't matter so much what happens to me because my skill set is combined with my heart set and my mindset? And it literally makes me unstoppable. And so, whatever comes along, as life does to all of us, we have the skill set in place. We're ready, right? Charles Swindoll, I think it was Charles Swindoll, said that life is only 10% what happens to us and 90% how we respond to it. And I wholeheartedly believe that's true. But it all comes down to our skills. We've got to have the skills. And here's the great news, my friends. The more diligently we work on our skills, and the more time and effort and attention we give it, the faster and better it comes. I have friends who, in a pinch, needed to learn new skills. And I think, like, whether financially they had to learn a skill to put some food on the table, or they were in a crunch with a relationship or a work thing or life skill. And so they went after it voraciously, intensely, tenaciously. I mean, like, we're skipping food, we're skipping sleep, we're going after this. I have a friend who had to learn this thing, and so she's like, I spent the next 48 hours learning it, and I learned it. In 48 hours straight. I mean, she was that hungry, that motivated. Like, it had to happen. It was a non-negotiable thing, and so she spent 48 hours, and she learned it, and has since become an absolute master and built a wonderful business empire. But that's my point. And it's heartbreaking and sometimes frustrating that we allow ourselves sometimes to put like a little pathetic effort, just a little ridiculous effort. We spend tons of time entertaining ourselves and almost no time developing our skills. Right? Or we'll go to college for years and years and years to get a degree and give no time to our personal development skills, our communication skills, our empathy, our compassion, our mercy, our understanding, our ability to be married, to be happy, to raise kids, like to be healthy, like to learn all the things that really matter most to being happy and successful. We give them almost no time and no practice. And then we wonder why we struggle and why it's so hard for us. Sorry, this is turning into a rant, but please know how much I love you. I'm just calling us all out. Myself always first. I'm calling myself out because there's, you know, if I'm like, oh, I don't like this about my life, I stop every time and go like, whose fault is it? Mine. Why is it my fault? Because I don't have the skills yet. Why don't I have the skills? Because I chose to spend my time doing other things. I just haven't given it the focus and time and attention and dedication to get that skill set. So if there's anything in your life right now that is off, consider the mindset, the heart set, and especially the skill set. And if you'll look at that carefully, deeply, and say, what skills could I develop that would make a positive difference in this situation? Maybe it's your health. And you think, well, oh no, but I've tried. And here's the danger, okay? You might say, I've tried. I tried to lose weight. I tried to get in shape. I tried to fix my marriage. I tried to help that kid. I tried to get a better job. I tried to do this. I tried to do this. But if we stop and say, wait a minute. Did I have the right skill set at the right level to really qualify to make the difference, to level up? And for the vast majority of times, there may be some exceptions. Please don't use that as an excuse, my friends. Look at it honestly and openly and say, what skill set would move the needle here? What skill set am I missing, or that is, maybe you have it a little bit, but it's underdeveloped. Or maybe you have it awesome, but being awesomer would make the difference. And look to that. So whatever it is you're frustrated with right now, emotional turmoil, spirituality, a lot of you are struggling spiritually. And yes, spirituality is also a skill set. Education, learning how to learn, that's a skill set. I'm going through this phenomenal book right now called How to Read and Why. And you think, I know how to read. I've been reading since I was 6 years old. I know how to read. Well, actually, most people who know how to read don't know how to read. It is a skill set to learn how to really read a great book and a great poem and a great play and a great novel and a short story. I mean, it's a skill that we always are working on. So education, emotions, social, any social interaction, like literally any interaction you have with another human being, there are skill sets involved. From the intimate relationship you have with your spouse to greeting a stranger on the street to trying to get things done at the bank or the grocery store or in any kind of business, any kind of service, there's a skill set there. And I'll be straight honest, most of us stink at that. I know I did, and I still do. I'm still working on this. Like, I'm always working on my skill set. I'm just like, how can I level up? Is there a better way? How can I improve in this? How can I master this? What am I lacking still? Where are my skills? Where is my limited skill set still holding me back? Whoa. Mental, emotional, social, spiritual, physical, financial. Like, literally look at every part of your life and say, what skill set? I know I'm keep repeating this, but I really want this to sink in. I'm going to say it again and again. The repetition here hopefully is going to just hit this inside of like, boom, that's it. Like, if I want something different in my life, I need a better skill set or a different skill set. What am I missing? What skill is it? And please, I plead with you, don't excuse this away. Don't blame it. Don't complain and blame and, oh, I've done that before. I've tried that. It won't work. And, oh, it's so-and-so. Everything would be better if that person did something different or if the economy or the government or whatever else. Like, take any adverse situation. Again, those are things that are outside of your control. So forget about them. You can't do anything about it, so don't even think about it. What can you do? Even if the government's conspiring against you and everything else, and other people made poor decisions, and there's all this just junk, and it's just the perfect storm collapsing everything. Okay? All right, so what? I mean, life's tough. What can you do? In spite of all of that, what can you do? And I come back to this powerful question of, if you were 10 times better at that thing, would it make a positive difference even in that wretched situation? And the answer is, yeah. Yeah. Because I'm going to be able to respond. I'm going to be able to react appropriately. I'm going to think clearly. I'm going to be able to take action on something in that that would have a better better impact and better results. Isn't this awesome? Man, I love this stuff. So study it, learn about it, get the books. And I say this all the time, anything that is an important part of your life, you need to be studying regularly. I'm not even kidding. Every aspect of your life that you know that is a part of your life. Like, if you interact with people, you need to study social skills. If you're married, you need to study marriage skills, from communication to sex. If you have friends, you need to study friendship. Okay, if you want friends, if you don't have friends, you definitely need to study friendship. If you have children or ever want to have children, study parenting. Get that skill set. If you want to have a brain that you're using to think, study thinking, study education, study. You have a body. I know you have a body because you're listening to this. You have a body. Study the skill, study and practice the skills of taking care of your body. And on and on and on. I mean, just learn how to do all these important things in your life and practice them. So get in the books. Keep listening to podcasts, watch my YouTube channels. Like, and if you're ready to level up, pay for coaching, invest in it, because it's just going to accelerate the skills. A coach and a mentor will help you identify the skills you need, identify where you're lacking in those skills, and identify ways to practice and like leverage the skills. So yeah, you could do it on your own. But man, get the leverage, it'll go faster and better. So, I love this stuff. I love it, you guys. You're the best. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being here. Again, like everything in your life, please embrace this philosophy with me, that everything in my life is influenced and affected by my mindset, my heart set, and my skill set. And the most wonderful news out there is that all three of those are within my power and circle of influence, and all three of those can be improved strategically just by practicing and working on it and becoming better. Like, I literally completely transform my life by improving my mindset, my heart set, and my skill set. And all that's within my power, and I can do something each day to make improvements. And when we do, life is so good. So good. Because awesome is always an option. Reach upward. Hey everybody, thanks so much for listening to this episode. I hope you got a lot of value out of it and found some things that you can apply to your life right away. Hey, I'm being totally sincere when I say I live to help you live your extraordinary life. So I hope you'll reach out to me if you have any questions, or let me know how I can help you in any important area of your life. And in fact, you know, this podcast is brought to you by the School of Awesome Sauce monthly coaching program. Take advantage of that. Get in there. If it's the best way to get a breakthrough to the next level, so you can level up your health, your spirituality, your emotions, your mind, your relationships, your finances, business, every part of your life. Just get in there where you have a coach and a mentor. You have a supportive community to make things happen. So jump in there. Take advantage of this. Try it out. Get in there with us and level up your life. See you on the inside. Reach upward.